Say this after me. Say, my father. Give me the ears of Samuel. And give me the eyes of Elijah. Can you say that and let me hear you? In 1 Samuel, chapter 3. 1 Samuel, chapter 3. We started with Samuel because he was a very small boy. So if Samuel, at his young age, could hear the Lord, there is nothing stopping anyone from hearing God. Samuel was a young age, below 10, when he heard the voice of the Lord. I'm praying for somebody here. May you hear the voice of the Lord.
Amen.
Your amen is very weak.
Amen.
1 Samuel chapter 3. From verse 1. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time, when Eli was laid down in the place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. And before the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laying down to sleep. Then the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here am I." And he ran into Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou callest me." And he said, "I call you not. Lie down again." And he went and laid down. And the Lord called yet again, "Samuel." And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And he answered, "I call not, my son. Lie down again." Listen to verse 7. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli. And he said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And then Eli perceived that the Lord has called the child. Therefore, Eli said unto Samuel, "Go, lie down. Be quiet, lie down. And it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, 'Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth.'" So Samuel went and laid down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called us at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel answered, "Speak, for thy servant heareth." And that began the journey of one of the best prophets in the Bible. Samuel, from his young age, below 10. So if Samuel could hear the voice of the Lord, nothing prevents you and I from hearing the voice of the Lord. Nothing prevents you and I from being the prophet in your family, the prophet of your family, the prophet of your lineage. This is why this thing you are treating is very, very important. Because immediately you begin to hear the voice of the Lord, your progress begins as a Christian. So it's important that you learn what this means. And the prayer I give to you, my Father, give me the ears of Samuel and give me the eyes of Elijah. It's very important. As workers, leaders, coordinators, we need to see more than what other human beings are seeing. We need to hear more than what other human beings are hearing. We need to understand why the Bible says, on the last days, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Upon your maidservants, and so I will pour of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. So your young men shall begin to see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. This is a very, very serious matter. I've seen young people prophesying at 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. In the church I was many years back, I was a little boy there, around 7 years old. During the service, you may find him playing outside. But at a time, the Spirit of God moved him into the service. And once this boy enters into the service, and he says, "Thus saith the Lord, if you disobey what he said, you are gone for, in trouble." I'm praying for somebody here, that by the time this convention will come to an end, those who saw you coming to Houston, and they now they are seeing you again, they will say, "This is a different person." May your eyes open by fire. May God open your eyes by fire. And open your ears by fire. Say, "My Father, give me the ears of Samuel and the eyes of Elijah." Can you say that loud and clear? Can you shout it again? Now, can you shout it loud and clear like this? By the power in the blood of Jesus. Can you say that loud and clear?